Next up on Southwest Kansas Focus, we have Janine Radke. She is the Executive Director of Family Crisis Services in Garden City, and this is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And my first question to Janine was, what are some of the things that you deal with on a daily basis with domestic violence that we may not know about?
We see a lot of different things with different people coming in. I think one of the biggest questions we get a lot is, why doesn't the person that's is the victim, or we call them survivors, just leave? People don't understand that people put up with being abused, trapped in their homes, attacked, physically beaten, and they do it for a lot of different reasons, but people don't always understand why people stay. So sometimes you have to look at the big picture and say, okay, maybe that person is the breadwinner of the house or the one that works and brings in the money for them. Maybe they really have that big picture of what they want their family to be like, so they don't want their kids to not be without a father or a mother, because we do work with men as well. Maybe they don't have the skills that they need to go to be able to get out and get a job. Maybe they have immigration issues, and that's being held over their head. If you leave, I'll turn you into immigration. Or the big fear factor is a huge part of it as well. You know, they may be threatening family, friends, that they're going to do something to them if the victim actually leaves the situation.
What type of courage does it take for someone who's being abused to seek your services?
Oh, a tremendous amount. We're usually probably the last resource people use. They'll have gone to friends, family, pastors, if they've gone to anybody, and then usually they'll get referred here by somebody. It takes a lot of courage to walk through the front door, so we try and make things as comfortable as possible for people coming in, so that way they feel comfortable sitting down and talking to somebody and kind of more of a comfortable environment. It's really hard to come in and tell people, you know, that this has been going on in your life.
Talking with Janine Radke, the Executive Director here at the Family Crisis Services Center in Garden City. And what's out there for an abuser, somebody who has had a history of abuse? Maybe they had that in their childhood, they've been an abuser now. What's out there to try to help them break the cycle?
We do have a batterer's intervention program in town. It's run by Area Mental Health, but they do have to be court-ordered to participate in that situation. So they can always try and go in for therapy, try to get counseling, try to get that help.
Talking with Janine Radke, who is the Executive Director at the Family Crisis Services Center in Garden City. And let's go ahead. You talked a little bit about the services you have for men, and I know because the stigma is that women are being abused, the men are the abuser. But sometimes that role is reversed. Not often, but sometimes still that role is reversed. What do you do to try to help the guy who's being abused?
We offer men the same services that we do for women and children. So we do the same process when they come in, sit down, talk to them about the situation. We try to make them as comfortable as possible and let them know we believe them and that they're not alone. They're not the only men in our community that are being abused.
Mm-hmm. And I know probably, even though you offer the same services, it's a little bit different with guys in the approach that you have with them. How do you vary that?
We try to make things, we kind of tailor safety plans more toward men than women. And we do have a male advocate that if they feel more comfortable talking to a male, that we can arrange for them to sit down and talk with our male advocate in the office, and try to find those ways to make them feel more comfortable.
What about children?
We have a child advocate that we can sit down and work with them and talk about safety with them and kind of work with them through the process, because children endure a lot of trauma, and that's another thing that not everybody necessarily understands or knows about, is that children from a very, very young age process everything that's going on in the home. So even if they're not being abused themselves, they're seeing that abuse, and they're taking the effects of that abuse into themselves. And so we have a child advocate that works with them, and then we also provide referrals to other resources in the community to help.
We begin to wrap up our interview with Janine Radke, Executive Director of the Family Crisis Services Center in Garden City. And are we noticing any, we were talking a little bit about the causes earlier, but are we noticing any interesting trends right now, decrease, increase in the number of cases that you deal with?
I think we've seen an increase. I know we see a lot more of increase with people who are needing safe housing, since we are kind of hurting in our community for affordable, decent housing, then people really struggle to get away from those situations, and so our shelter is full, so we have to do a lot more kind of juggling to make sure that people have safe places to stay.
Now, how long can they stay in the shelter?
We have a 30-day initial stay. Now, knowing that we have a short supply of housing in the community, if we have somebody that needs to be in there a little bit longer because they're looking for a place to stay or they're working toward their goal of getting moving into that safe place, then we'll have them stay longer.
That's the executive director of the Family Crisis Services in Garden City, Janine Radke. And if you want to know more about this very important topic of domestic violence, you're invited to go to our website at westernkansasnews.com.